Good Saturday morning. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one was posted yesterday by Todd Starnes on foxradio.foxnews.com, and it's entitled High School Wrestler Penalized for Prayer. It's been a season-long tradition for Nicholas Font to drop to one knee after a two-second prayer before his wrestling matches. To offer a two-second prayer. But on Tuesday, that two-second prayer got the Wake Forest-Rollsville High School student in trouble. Font was about to compete in the 220-pound class in the first round of North Carolina playoffs. He jogged to the center of the mat, took a knee, and prayed, and was then cited by the referee. The referee hit Font with a stalling warning for delaying the match, a charge that cost the high school wrestler a point. The junior wrestler eventually lost the match. Sam Hershey, the high school's wrestling coach, was not happy with the call, and neither were the fans. He said he would not comment, but would inquire about the spirit of the rule and its implementation. He said he wouldn't report the official's decision to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. The commissioner, David Whitfield, told Fox News the referee made the right call. When the referee called him to the center of the mat, at that point it's time to wrestle, he said. By rule, the official is well within his rights to issue a stall warning. Whitfield conceded the referees do have some leeway. You have discretion in all rules as it relates to wrestling, he said, but in this case, one of the wrestlers was in the circle waiting. But not all wrestling officials agreed with the call, including David Gulbreth of the Southeastern Wrestling Officials Association. David Gulbreth believes in God, and on my mat, God gets 2 seconds, he told Fox News, apologizing for speaking in third person. Gulbreth said he could have given the teenager time to pray. I'm not going to call that, he said, but if turned into a 60-second prayer, he'd probably get a verbal warning, or I might try to say amen for him. Culver said when it comes to wrestling and high school athletics, he believes in a specific rule. There's people of all different faiths, and we are to respect those faiths, he said. It's interesting, listener, to note that the referee did not give him a warning. He penalized him the point. Isn't that interesting? And I suppose, as it's already been pointed out, it's within his lane. He can do that. He's allowed to penalize. We should not be surprised that believers are being penalized for things like prayer, but the question is, did the referee know that this man was a Christian? I would say, based on the Tebow-isms of this world, he probably guessed that he was. These are all good questions. These are all great questions. But I think the better question, and I wouldn't ask this in front of a world of lost people if I could help it, I think the better question is, why does this young brother feel like he needs to make a public show of prayer? Now, this might seem stupid, and you might think that I'm a liberal or progressive, or, but why is it that this man thinks that he needs to make a public spectacle of prayer? Let's remember, please, that even the desire to give God his 2 seconds can result in me thinking that I am some kind of guy if I give God his 2 seconds. Is that too deep? Or have we gotten so used to applauding people who finally do the right thing that sometimes we do the right thing so that we can be known as the people who do the right thing? And there's nothing wrong with doing the right thing to be known as people who do the right thing, as long as we understand that that is not the same necessarily as doing the right thing. If that seems like double talk, then understand that we can be pretty bold and happy that we can be happy and wonderfully proud of ourselves just because we have done the right thing. I don't know why he felt like he needed to do the prayer. I trust it's because he was praying. As long as we understand, the referee broke no rules. It could have been that his wife slapped him before he walked out the door. It could be that he cheated on his wife before he walked out the door. It could be he sped before he walked in the door to the gym. Could be any number of things. It could be any number of things. I don't know anything about the referee who might be a God-fearing man himself and just had a bad day. David Whitfield might be a godly man. Nicholas Font might be a godly man. But it's a lot like saying, I was only going 27 in a 25 and that ridiculous cop wasn't concerned. Even after I told him I was late for church, he didn't care. All he cared about was that I was breaking his rule. And usually, we'll put it on Facebook and people will say, even the police are getting after the Christians. Never mind the fact that the referee might have been a Christian. Never mind that the policeman might be a Christian. You forget to report $1,000, $2,000 worth of income, even though you might have given it to go on a missions trip. You get audited. Isn't it within the IRS's ability? And when I say IRS, isn't there one person that is ultimately going to make a decision on whether you get penalized? And is it possible that that person is a Christian? And is it possible that they're more concerned about the fact that you take lightly the law? Isn't it within the realm of possibility that they're more concerned about your lax feeling about the law than it is that you actually gave that money that you received by income and spent it on a missions trip? You see, there are a lot of variables here. And I just want to be sure that if people dislike us, it's disliking us while we're doing the right thing. Now, this is not the first time I've taken this road. When discussing street preachers in New Orleans or house church leaders in California, I've taken similar roles. If we're going to break the rules, then let's understand that we might be penalized for it and lose wrestling matches. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.